Howdy, y'all. Welcome to the Two Girls From Girls podcast, College Edition. I'm your host, Hannah. Let's get into episode two. Today, I'm here with my grandmother, Sally Guyton, aka Nani, who also happens to be a professor here at Texas A&M. So for some background, Nani was born in Austin, Texas, and she got her BA in geography, her BS in education, and her MBA from the University of Texas at Austin. Nani, my first question for you is going to be, what made you decide to become a professor?
Well, you know, I kind of just eased into it because I had a teaching degree, and then we moved, and the best job available was to teach at the local college. And so that's what I did, and it was great for me because I could have the same breaks as my children, and I had small children. And so that was very important to me. But I love learning. So constantly when you're teaching, you have to be learning and challenging the students. And so I really enjoy it.
Yeah, I can totally agree with that. I mean, being a working mom is hard enough without, you know, having to not be able to see your kids as much or having to cut back on work. So I think I can definitely see how teaching would be a more flexible job. Okay, my next thing is, what are some differences you see in the college experience today versus how the experience was for you when you were in the class of 78?
I would say that today there's a lot more attention to getting students prepared for life after college than there was when I was in school. They never brought a speaker in during my MBA to talk to us about careers. I had no idea what careers were out there. And so I think that's a tremendous difference. Now, we had large classes sometimes. Mm-hmm. We had small classes. So all of that was pretty similar. But I did not feel like there was a real push to make sure that we were employable.
That's interesting, because I would have never guessed that. I would have thought that even back then, you know, certain classes for certain professions would have, you know, brought in guest speakers like you do for your class.
Mm-hmm. You know, actually, for instance, in the department where I teach now, we have tremendous electives that are extremely helpful in giving the students skills to walk out of the degree with. And I did not feel when I graduated that I had just a whole ton of skills and was ready to go into a job. It was a lot more simple education, I think.
Okay. That makes sense. More textbook and less, you know, hands-on experience. If you could go back and give your college self some advice, what do you think you would say?
Well, I would do it totally differently.
Really?
No, absolutely. I would not come into college with a boyfriend.
Okay, fair enough.
Wouldn't do that. I would join an organization. I never joined an organization at the University of Texas in all that time because
really?
I was so tied up with my family being in the same town and
yeah.
having a boyfriend in the same town. And so those are some things. I would also come back and want to have a career goal in mind
mm-hmm.
instead of just sort of drifting. I sort of drifted.
Yeah.
Even when I would talk to mom and dad about what should I do, they were more in tune at that, you know, that was a long time ago. And it was, I think you need an education degree because then wherever your husband takes you to live, you can be a secondary job.
Uh-huh.
But I don't want to be a secondary job.
You should be primary.
There you go. I think that was an unfortunate thing of the times.
Oh, that was for sure. I definitely thought it was more of that time. But I think that's another thing that's changed is women are being made to feel more empowered in their careers and also, you know, still be moms and wives if they want to. But they can, you know, run for positions that they didn't used to be able to. And I think we're pretty blessed with that flexibility now.
Well, just the fact that they can Zoom from home
mm-hmm.
or work from home partially or job share nowadays, that those things didn't exist.
Yeah. That's, you know, that's very true. It's opened up a lot of doors And, you know, that comes with some pressures, and, you know, that does come with, you know, a lot more work opportunity, to where it can be hard to be a mom as well. But I think it's got its pros and cons. What would you tell women today about dating and trying to find the one? Because you're happily married now.
I am. Well, it's funny that you'd ask me that, because I was just talking to someone about that the other day. And, you know, I think that two of the main things that you have to have in a relationship is you need to really respect the person that you are dating and possibly going to marry.
Mm-hmm.
You need to look at them and say, I really like who they are, what they do, the background that they come from, because family backgrounds are important. You know, you tend to be like your family background, and putting two different backgrounds together is not easy. But I would also say that the two people need to have good sense with money.
Mm-hmm.
And they need to be on the same page as that. So before you would marry somebody, you need to absolutely know, outside of college, I mean after college, you need to not get married during college.
Yeah.
Because that's not real life.
No, and you know, you don't have all the bills and the responsibilities, even if you're paying for your own school. It looks so much different when your primary time is spent working versus in school. And you probably are going to have less of your parents' help and that kind of things. I definitely think there's that honeymoon phase where if you do it really young, it seems fun. And then, you know, you get to your mid-20s, your 30s, and life and your personality and responsibilities, it all looks so different. Do you think there's a big difference between, like, the dating scene from when you were in college and first getting married versus now?
Oh, it's tremendously different, because back then people got married very young.
Mm-hmm.
And I was one of five, and I was the oldest among the five siblings to get married, and I was 21.
Wow.
And so nowadays, people tend to live together for a while before they get married, which you say, well, you know, do I agree with that or not agree with that? I don't know. I don't know that there's a good answer to that one.
I think it depends on the couple, because, oh my gosh, I cannot imagine one being married right now or living with a boy. That does not sound appealing to me quite yet. But I can see the pros and cons of, you know, living together or waiting till you're married, I think. Mm-hmm. I think it's different for each couple.
I agree, because it can be very sentimental to not live together until you're married.
Mm-hmm. Okay, for my last question that we're going to close out with, because your expertise is in business, what is some financial advice women in their 20s should consider?
Well, every woman and every man, everyone out there needs to, before they make too much money to qualify, they need to open a Roth IRA.
Mm-hmm. We've talked about that.
Mm-hmm. Because, you know, yes, you put money in after it's taxed, but then it will grow and grow and grow, and you will never have to pay tax on any of that. The entire balance will be yours.
Mm-hmm.
And you don't have to take it out upon retirement, so you can literally pass it on to your kids if you don't need it. It's much more flexible than a regular IRA, although you should do a regular IRA once you can't qualify for a Roth IRA.
Right. No, I think that's super smart, having that cushion, you know, for later in life, and being able to start it so young and accrue all that money just over your lifetime. Definitely something I'm going to do when I'm no longer a dependent on tax forms. But yeah, no, I really appreciate all that advice. Thanks for hanging out with me, and I'm sure my listeners will appreciate such genuine insight and advice, because that can be hard to find nowadays. Thanks for listening to this week's episode, and if you'd like to listen to some more episodes, you can find us on Spotify at Two Girls From Girls College Edition Podcast.